Hello and welcome to the Disruptors Podcast. A few episodes ago on this very show, Rob was challenged and called out for a fight by Samuel Leeds. Rob, never wanting to back down from a challenge, accepted the offer. What you're about to listen to in this episode is the official negotiation and contract signing between Rob Moore and Samuel Leeds. The negotiations were conducted by Darren, who is the event promoter for this particular fight, but this doesn't go as planned. The initial plan is that Rob and Samuel would turn up, 5 minutes of negotiations, shake hands, and move on. But this gets intense, this gets heated, and very spicy. If you want to watch the video version of this and see it in all its glorious detail, head over to the Rob Moore YouTube channel, subscribe, and you can watch the video there. But let's just get straight into this. But remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.
I thought these were fake contracts, so I didn't realise that these are actual.
They're basically just sealing.
Like a heads of terms.
Gentleman's handshake, basically, just sealing the details. So there's one, the contract agreement is basically you and Rob, and it's basically the following that both parties will agree. So ring size, 18 foot, 16 ounce gloves, sparring gloves, both parties to wear head guards. Number of rounds in a boxing match, spoke to Rob, was keen on 4 rounds and not 3.
I was keen on 5.
I think 5 rounds is good in terms of there's less likely a chance of a draw. But I'll leave that up to you two to agree.
Yeah, we can discuss that, can't we?
Length of the rounds will be 2-minute rounds as per this level of boxing rather than three. The pros, 1 minute rest between each round. Scoring will be on the professional style of 10 must system.
What does that mean?
So basically each round you will go in with 10 points. Okay?
Yeah.
If you lose the round, you go to 9 points. Okay, you lose next round, go to 9 points. Every round starts at 10. If you lose the round, you go from 10 to 9, you stay at 10. Okay, if there's a standing count or a knockdown in that round, you go from 10 to 8. 2 standing counts or 2 knockdowns in the same round, you go to 7.
Yeah.
3, the fight will be over. Okay, in the same round. 3 independent judges. Will score the contest.
Yeah.
Okay. And there'll be 1 experienced referee facilitating the contest.
Yeah. And they'll be independent judges.
Completely independent.
Good. Independently chosen by Rob.
Whatever.
They certainly, certainly will not be. I'm not here to represent either.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think the independence of the referee will matter. I think I'll be obvious to you.
Hopefully, you know, it's always if it's close.
Yeah, you know. That's why we've got Darren here, because this is what he does.
Yeah.
And then there's just a little bit about party one and party two. Rob Moore,
you mate Darren.
Never met before. The only connection is I met Rob once when he invited me to be a part of this. Yeah. And we discussed this, and this is the second time I've met Rob. Rob came to one of my events when Andy Harrington fought for me.
Yeah.
I never met you there. Didn't talk there.
No.
I didn't even know Rob was there, to be fair. And I actually followed both of you online. So,
if you want, via that someone else, but via Darren's blessing, because obviously he's running it, if you want to have some influence in terms of who the referee is, I don't care who the referee is.
I think it just needs to be independent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think that... With white collar boxing, it can be quite close.
So generally white collar boxing, the referee would make the decision.
Yeah.
So that's how it is. So all of my events, other than when we step them up to semi-professional, the referee will ref the bout and choose the winner.
Yeah.
Even at the low level of pro, the referee.
Yeah, but that's not worth 50 grand on the table.
No, that's because there's £50,000 on the table. We do need 3 independent judges to score this because of the volume of money.
Yeah.
Rather than just the referee. Because it's very hard for a referee to facilitate proceedings and make sure it's all safe and good.
Yeah.
And score at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And 50 grand, yeah, that's what we said, isn't it? 50 grand each, winner takes all.
Winner takes all.
Cool. In terms of the like gloves and stuff then in the rounds, because I know we did speak briefly, didn't we, about like I was sort of saying 3, you were pushing for 4 or 5 and different stuff. Like, I mean, I've been doing a little bit of you know, looking and sparring and stuff like that. I mean, 16 ounce is pretty big.
So 16 ounce would be standard for a white collar fight.
But so would three rounds, wouldn't it?
So would three rounds, yes.
Yeah. We're not on the main fight, though. The main fight.
So the main fight would normally be a minimum of four. But if you was... So there's two options. So there's...
My fitness is not good. That's my...
You have got 19 weeks.
20 weeks.
Yeah, I know I've got time to train.
And you're a lot heavier than me.
Yeah. I mean...
Rounds-wise, I'm happy for whatever you guys decide. Gloves-wise, I'm happy for whatever you decide. If you guys turn around and say, we don't want to wear head guards and we want to be in 10-ounce gloves, we can facilitate that.
How would you feel about that?
I let you choose the style of fight, so I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered.
I think the only thing about head guards is, in my mind, and again, I'm relaxed. I mean, I'm not like coming here saying it has to be like this and this. I'm quite relaxed. I mean, I think three rounds would be better because I know I couldn't do five because I'll be.
But we already agreed four, didn't we? You and
we talked about four. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, the reason. All right, look, you know, I might think I'd have an advantage in five because I'm a bit slimmer. But as we are the main fight, I think we've got to at least have one more round than the undercard. Otherwise, we're just doing the same as everyone else. So if you want three and I want five, four feels like a fair meet.
I mean, the only thing is with four is it's a bit of an awkward one to judge, isn't it?
Is it? I mean, there's a three panel referees.
So
it's true.
There's three referees that could all see it different. But if it's very clear that you win rounds one and three and you win rounds two and four with no argument, it's very clear, there is a draw.
What's wrong with that?
Then no one gets 50 grand.
Yet. Double or quits.
Now, we can discuss in that scenario.
To me, it's... I'm not overly fussed, except I think it's got to be at least one round more than the other undercard.
Desirably,
otherwise, it's
yes.
not a main event, is it?
Desirably.
Isn't it because it's us fighting? It's doesn't have to be necessarily four rounds.
It doesn't. Desirably, the main event would always be more than the rest of the card, but it doesn't have to be.
Standard white collar is three.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I don't know if you've done this before, but mate, it's fucking tiring, bro.
It is.
I'm away. I'm doing I'm away all next month filming TV stuff. That's why I was pushing a little bit for the date back. I know we've got a long time. I'm away next week for 3 weeks. I'm going to Zimbabwe for 3 weeks in April. And then I'm back to back with events. I'm just thinking like, fuck, I don't want to be like...
You better be shadow boxing on stage, man.
I don't want to be... That's why I think I would rather three. But I mean, I'm not going to like push like crazy.
I'll let you two...
Well, I think we should decide it now. That's why we're here.
Okay, let's finalize that between you. What do you think is best?
You said to me four, and I felt like I was making a concession because you wanted three and I wanted five.
Yeah.
I felt like four was the meat in the middle. I think it should be four because, you know, 1,700 people are going to be coming to watch you and me, and they're going to want a bit more of a feast than just the undercard. And if that's a disadvantage to you, you have to knock me out in round one. You just have to play your game. I think it should be four. I think it should be five, but I know you're not going for that.
No, I said right up front, I said that.
You
about
did.
Five.
Yeah.
And you did say, how about four? And I did say,
you did.
I think I could do four.
Yeah, you did.
I did say that.
Yeah.
But then it's much more likely we'll get a draw at four.
It's a possibility.
And also, I was thinking in my head, the date will be a little bit further away as well. Like, I was pushing for a further date. I know you really want the 1st of July. I'd be much more comfortable with three rounds. Just because of my fitness, like, I'm going to be, mate, 20 seconds punch in the bag, I'm fucked. I don't want it to be really boring. Where we're just like, oh, maybe you wouldn't be. And you're fit. What could I do in terms of anything else where I could be more flexible to make you feel happier with three? Because I don't want you to feel pissed off.
2-1 odds in my favour.
How do you mean?
If I win, I'm just joking. You're not going to go for that. 2-1 odds would mean I get 100, you get 50. What can... I feel like you told me it would before, and I felt like that was a meet in the middle, which is, I think, we've
got. We didn't have a date at that point, and I was pushing hard, Russell, to be getting it back.
The only things that can be changed is the rounds or the length of rounds in terms of that aspect of the fight.
Three minute?
I mean, there's lots of things for you, though, Rob, isn't there, that could make things... I mean, my question was, in terms of, you know, is there anything I could do to make you feel happier with three rounds? Because I do think with my availability of where I'm at with training, it's just going to... I think it's too much. I did one white collar before, which was three.
The only thing I would say with the white collar you'd done before is there probably wasn't as much on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So mentally, you'll probably have a different aspect.
Yeah. But what can I do, Rob? What can make you feel happier with three? Is there any other area where I could be more flexible or anything I could do where you'd be?
Let's say we agreed to three. Is there, I don't know, do you want different gloves?
No head guards. I don't care about the head guards.
Weight.
So I'll give you whatever you want on that, really. Don't care about the size of the ring. I care about the independent judges because that's fair for both of us.
Which I think so.
We've got three of them, so I think that's important. I care about an experienced referee. I care about it being run professionally by a professional. So you can choose gloves, you can choose head guards or not bothered.
If you love to travel like me and you understand the power in escaping the money for time exchange trap, but you just don't know how to do it, then building an Airbnb consultancy business could be exactly what you have been looking for. Right now in the UK, there is a completely untapped opportunity through helping struggling Airbnb hosts by turning around their underperforming properties and generating you huge commission payments in the process. We are going to teach you all of the tools and all of the techniques that we've learned over the last 5 years through building our very own multiple six-figure Airbnb business, arming you with everything that you need to swoop in and save the day. Minimal startup costs, zero risk, and almost unlimited potential. Sound good? Welcome to the Airbnb Consultant. Contact us through any of the channels included in the studio notes to get the conversation started.
So have you got any thoughts, Sully? What do you think? Do you think I'm being over the top about the whole four thing? Or do you understand my concerns?
Like what he's saying, like, I didn't know it was like going to be an event and stuff. So there's undercard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like you're the main event.
Yeah.
So it should be more.
The whole show is you two guys.
You haven't paid him yet, that's right.
The whole show is you two guys. And the undercard is a boost so that there's more.
Have we booked the ring yet?
Have we booked the ring? No, yeah. I can change the size.
Have we got a smaller ring? Because the ring's quite big.
18 foot is fairly standard.
Like a 16 foot ring, because that will be it's less tiring than a smaller ring.
So you would change? Would you go to four rounds in a 16 foot ring?
Yeah.
You happy with that?
So I don't know.
So the
I thought you said that you were chilled about everything apart from 4 rounds. It's only two. If we have 10 ounce gloves, no head guards, and a 2 foot smaller ring, that would be a lot less tiring for me.
Okay, so in terms of head guard,
well, when you said you thought I said I was chill, all I said is I don't know. I didn't say no.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said I don't care about head guards. I don't care about gloves.
No, but I was asked about the smaller ring. I don't know. I don't really know the difference. I would just assume we would go with standard.
I've fought in a 14-foot ring and I've fought in a 22-foot ring.
And what's standard?
18-foot is fairly standard. I have an 18-foot ring at all of my shows.
If we go and train, for example, mm-hmm. you know, we go to a normal gym,
it'll be somewhere between 16 and 20 as average in a boxing gym.
Because it doesn't make any sense for us to fight in a ring that's different from the ones we train at clubs,
does it? The one that I'm planning to train at is 16. Yeah.
So the gym I go to,
I'm being up front now.
Yeah.
So the gym I train at, for example, they've got three rings there. One's just a tiny training room. It's 14 foot. The other one is a 16 foot, and the other one is a 20 foot.
Okay. So independently, bearing in mind there are other fighters on this, what would be the best size of ring independently, just to average out all the fights? What would make the best fights, the best show?
I like an 18-foot ring because it's enough space but not too big. 16-foot, it is only 2 foot smaller. It will be an advantage to some and a slight disadvantage to others, but not...
It'd be an advantage to bigger, slower people.
In terms of they won't be able to move as much or won't need to move as much. So it depends on your boxing style. Obviously, I don't know either of your styles. I've never seen either of you box.
Yeah.
But if you're a very come forward fighter and you're looking to get your opponent on the ropes and that is your tactic, and you are a floaty, dancy fighter that's going to jump...
It'd be easier to knock somebody out in a smaller ring.
Yes. Because there's less places to
run. Because
all
I'm thinking is, I know about that's 4 rounds. If it gets to 4 rounds on the fourth round, I'm going to be so shit in the fourth round. And I know...
A 16-foot ring is...
With the amount of events that I've got on, I know I haven't got that much time to train. So that's why I'm thinking if I'm going to have to do 4, that's why I was thinking if we go the slightly smaller ring and the smaller gloves and the no head guard, then at least I can knock you out then. Because if you've got a big head guard and massive gloves and a big ring to run around, I'll just knock you out.
Okay, so...
That's me putting my cards on the table.
A head guard point of view, a head guard will not necessarily reduce a knockout. The main reason for a head guard...
You've got to hit me to knock me out.
The main reason for a head guard, especially at a lower level...
Are we being recorded right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
What did you think the microphone was? I'm so used to being on camera, I didn't even realise. Think anything,
So the main point for a head guard would be, especially at lower level, is there's more chance of a head clash. Because you're not as experienced, and it will nullify cuts.
It's not good from a marketing perspective, is it, though, the head guard? It looks a bit shit.
It would look far better without one. Yeah. No ifs, buts, maybes. But you are both at a higher risk of getting cut with a head clash.
What do you mean by cut?
So if you both clashed heads, you would open up.
Oh, it's more about knocking heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's not about... Well, I thought it was to protect you.
And even... So you've got to remember, so a head guard would normally be around here.
Yeah.
So, you know, most gloves, if that landed with a leather glove and a twist, it's less likely to split the eyebrow. Yeah. And with a head clash, you're far less likely because you've got a cushion. Now, if that cushion isn't there...
Yeah. Why do you want to do four rounds so bad?
Well, I wanted to do 5.
All right, but why do you want to do more than 3?
Because I think it gives me an advantage.
Yeah.
Just being honest. What are you going to do? Sit here and negotiate what doesn't give you an advantage?
No, we're going to try and negotiate what's best for us.
So you want a smaller ring for your advantage.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's 2 reasons. One is I would back myself to be able to fight 5 rounds. And 2, we are the main event. So people will be coming all over the country. They might have even been flying in. I've sold 60-odd tickets already. They're not even on sale.
Yeah.
For... 2-minute rounds. A 2-minute round is already a 1-minute round, less than a 3-minute round. So I just think we're shortchanging them a bit. I think at least 4. I'll go whatever you want on the gloves. I'll go whatever you want on the head guard. I think we do 18 feet, ring, 4 rounds.
What do you think, Shola?
You didn't like his last answer.
No,
I know. You're going to ask him until he gives you the one you want. If you're his fan, do you want to fly over and see 3 rounds or 4 rounds?
You just want to see him win, isn't it?
Yeah. But you do.
10-ounce gloves. That's hard.
But... Yeah, good.
That's hard, as in
they're much smaller.
They're smaller,
much more likely to get knocked out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Oh, very easily knocked out with 10 ounce.
Generally, at this level of fighting, we would put you in a 16-ounce club.
I would say for the whack, 12 is good. After 12 is usually good.
What do you think? 10, 12, or 16?
16 is what people spar in.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's like sparring, isn't it?
16-ounce sparring glove. I put all of my guys in sparring gloves, 16-ounce, because of their level. Punches get thrown from funny angles, much more cushioning for the hands, less likely to break a hand, that kind of stuff. A 10-ounce glove is a fighting glove. They're small and you'll feel it. through your hands. There's more chance of either of you breaking a hand in a 10 than a 16. And there's far more likely one of
you. What do they wear when they, a normal fight that you would see, like a professional fight?
10 ounce. It's a 10 ounce fight. Unless they were super light and they'd go down to 8. But for your guys' weight, it'd be a 10 ounce.
And with the ring size, do you have 16 foot rings?
Or? I can sort a 16 foot ring, yes.
I mean, doing four rounds, I'd want to give myself the best advantage to knock you out. Give you my game plan now. I guess it's kind of obvious, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
The goal is to knock the opponent out. Are you absolutely, then, you're not going to be happy, are you, at less than four rounds? There's not really anything I can do to make you change your mind on that, is there? I don't think.
So if you're happy to go with four.
Keep interrupting me, bro. When I'm asking him a question, he's just thinking time. You keep cutting, and now you're fucking up my negotiation. Speak to me, my brother. Every time I'm asking that question, what do you need from me to make you go to three rounds? And I'm waiting, and he just goes to speak, and then Darren will say something.
Just trying to prompt it.
No need to prompt. I want to know what Rob's going to say.
I'm quite surprised. I didn't really expect you to come with so many particulars.
There's only one, though.
Well, it's the ring, the gloves, the head guards, and the rounds. So that's fucking everything.
No, only
that's everything.
Only if I'm forced to do four rounds and I then bother.
Okay, so what you're saying is if it's three rounds,
I'm chill.
It's 18, 16. Because, look, I'll fight the bare knuckle outside, but that's not safe and that's not good. We've got to be safe.
Yeah.
You knock me out fine, I knock you out fine, but. We're not professional fighters.
Yeah.
And our undercard.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying three rounds, and then you can pick everything else. Like in the same way that you said four rounds, and I can pick everything else. I'm saying three rounds, and you can pick everything else. But if you're absolutely adamant on four, I'm not gonna, I'm gonna say fight cancelled.
Yeah. Okay. As a professional. Darren, who runs.
Sorry, Darren. I just needed to hear Rob's thoughts on
that's
that.
That's fine. So. I'm glad you said sorry.
As a professional, talk to me about 10 ounce gloves, because I just feel like that sounds to me maybe not a professional thing to do at this stage. I'll wear 10 ounce gloves. I'll be faster. But
there's no problem with either of you winning 10 ounce gloves, but. From my point of view, seeing this from an outside person, even not as a professional in this industry, this is supposed to be a white collar belt. Neither of you have really any experience. One white collar, a little bit of kickboxing in the past. You're inexperienced fighters. The idea is to entertain everyone to the best of your ability and both go home safe to your friends and family. On that basis, I would recommend a bigger glove than 10 ounce and consider still wearing head guards in case of a head clash. Now, we can bring in cuts people and that kind of stuff, but obviously you're both professionals, you're both face fronting in terms of your audiences. The last thing you want is cut eyebrows. You know, there can still be a winner with 16 ounce gloves and a head guard. You can still get a knockout in 16 ounce gloves and a head guard. Is it harder? Yes. Is that maybe more of a disadvantage to yourself being a slightly heavier man? Possibly yes.
Yeah.
But you put him in 10s, he's got a lighter glove on, his hands might move faster. So yeah, there's advantages and disadvantages on both sides. I've got no problem with either of you not wearing a head guard. I hate wearing a head guard. I feel like my head's very restrictive and I don't move the same when I fight. So I'm very happy, but I would say a minimum of 12 ounce. I wouldn't go to a 10, would be my advice.
What are you thinking, Rob?
I'm happy no head guards, if that's what you want.
Well, I think what we've got, what it seems to me that would probably be fair, would be one of us chooses how many, whether three or four rounds, and then the other one chooses the, the weight and size of the gloves and stuff. That'll probably be reasonable. So it's not one completely one way.
Is it going to let down the show if we're only three rounds?
I don't think it will let down the show. But as a rule of thumb, and you know, we're making the rules because it's your show.
Yeah.
As a rule of thumb, the main event would generally be more rounds than the rest of the card.
What about if there were three minute? I think that's
I would advise four twos over three threes. Mainly because three threes is 9 minutes and four twos is eight.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're actually making him go even longer.
Okay.
And less rest time between, so it's actually a harder fight.
All right, I've got a proposal then.
Go on, my friend.
We'll go 3 2-minute.
Yeah.
So you get what you want. We do 18-foot ring.
Yeah.
I don't mind about the head guards. We can choose 12-ounce minimum on the gloves, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
And your team are faster to respond to us so that we can move this forward.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew there was something that he wanted outside of the ring, and it was the speed, I think.
Well, you were 18 minutes late for this.
Understood.
Yeah. So,
all right. I can make that happen.
Okay. So, three rounds.
I think 12 is probably better, isn't it?
I think 10? It's safer.
A little bit safer. It's still light and quick, but it's safer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget, I've given you the three.
No. So you can choose.
Yeah.
You can choose.
Yeah. Would you go 12 or 16? What would you do?
You can choose. I don't mind. If I've got my three rounds, I think it's fair that you choose what you think is best for you. You might say, I want 12 because you'd be even quicker. You might say, actually, I want a bit more padding, can cover myself. It's your call.
I'll
be quick to respond.
I'm Russell.
Yeah.
My professional opinion is 10 ounces an absolute no.
Yeah.
For this level.
Yeah.
12, 14, 16. 16 ounces a sparring glove, far less likely to get knockouts or either of you hurt each other, blah blah blah. My opinion would be to choose a 12 or 14.
Okay, and the difference between 12 and 14, you would say?
2 ounces.
In certain instances, that's a lot. 2 inches.
Like a lot.
Not masses.
So would you do 12 or 14?
I'm going to say 12 for excitement.
All right, I'll take excitement. 12 ounce.
18 ring, 12 ounce, 3 rounds, fast team. What about head guards again? You can choose. I don't mind.
Head guards, Darren, what do you think? I mean, I would probably enjoy fighting more without one. But if we butt heads and then there's a great big cut at round one, that's not going to be great.
We don't want that. But at the same time, the pictures, if you do beat me, or if I beat you, I'm going to love slowing down that fucking shot. Because you got a big fat black head guard on, I can't do shit.
I mean,
so that's my preference, but you can choose.
Oh, okay.
If you both train hard and up your skills in boxing and box each other and there isn't a particular clash of styles, a head clash isn't 100% going to happen.
That doesn't help us.
If you're both
99% chance.
But if one of you or both of you are absolutely frantic, which now we're at 3 rounds, could happen.
I won't be frantic. You saw my white collar when I did 3 rounds before.
There is a risk of a head clash.
Yeah, but you didn't have 50 grand on it and it wasn't me.
You choose, Rob.
You didn't know the guy, did you?
You choose, mate.
Yeah.
You choose. Whatever you feel is best from a marketing, a safety, and an advantage protective for yourself, I'll go with.
Yeah, well, they're all different factors.
Safety-wise.
From a marketing point of view, no head guards.
It looks like we're pussies.
What about no top?
Yeah.
No head guards, no top?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Can we do that?
Yes.
A bit more fun?
That is more fun.
I mean, if now
I'm going to have to lose some more weight. I've already lost a couple stone.
You're a good man.
Yeah, well, if you want the slow-mo.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
You want the ripple of flab when I body shot you and it's just moving.
That's true, man. No, I don't mind that. I think from a marketing perspective, it is better no top, so.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Cool. So we've got no head guard, no top, 12 ounce, 18 foot, 3 2-minute rounds, quicker response. Because we have to pay for the venue. We've got 2 days left to pay for the venue. We've booked it.
We can sort that out. We'll sort that out.
Yeah. Three independent judges, one experienced referee. Okay. Yeah. Is it
good?
Is that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
They're the particulars.
I'm happy.
I'm a bit nervous because of the fitness thing, but I just need to fucking train. But mate, you did a bit of kickboxing.
You knew I did.
No,
I didn't. Yes, you fucking did.
What, like, what?
Yes, you did. No, I mean, you don't ask me a question unless you know the answer. Like the police. I've got your number now.
You said you did karate.
I've never done karate, kickboxing. At 20, I'm 44 now, so I'm giving you 14 years.
Yeah.
I'm giving you about half a ton.
When did you last? Apart from since we last spoke, obviously. I'm sure you did a bit of training since then. Yeah. But prior to that, when did you last do kickboxing?
Yeah. I would have been 23 when I stopped.
So it's a long time.
21 years ago.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And how long did you do it for?
4 years.
Okay. So you're not like, you didn't do it for years.
No. But I mean, you could have asked me this when you called me out.
No. Yeah. I was just curious. I thought you did karate, but kickboxing.
It doesn't worry me.
I'm just curious.
Where did all this call out come from? I know, obviously, you competitors in the market, but
why did you pick on me for a fight? You bully.
Well, I'm pretty sure that 3 years ago, you were talking about kicking my ass on some podcast.
Well, someone asked me.
Yeah. So you were talking about it.
Yeah.
And all I said is, I said, "Oh, you think you beat me?" I said, "Would you put money on that?" And he went, "Yeah, $50,000." I wouldn't call that me calling you out.
Of course it was. You did call me out. You said, and I quote, "Would you put your money where your mouth is?" Correct?
Yeah.
If that's not a hypothetical kind of, you don't hypothetically ask for a fight. You do not hypothetically ask for a fight.
I asked you for a fight. I said, "Would you put money on that?" And you went, "Yep."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, wow, boy's ready. Okay."
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I definitely wouldn't say it was me calling you out for a fight. When you spoke first about us having a fight.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're being interviewed by Darren on his podcast and he says, "Who wins in a fight, you or Rob Moore?" You're not going to say me, are you? Of course you're going to say Yakin. It was just an innocent question.
It was an innocent question, but you could have said, "Don't know." But you didn't.
No, I told the truth. I told the truth.
We'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out. Now I need to get fit now. Damn. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Slow motion.
19 and
you do realise that when I beat you, I'm going to plaster it all over the billboards across Peterborough.
And then when you wake up and real life kicks in and I dance around you for 3 rounds,
you know,
then what are you going to do?
You know how I'm going to pay for the billboards? Billboards.
No 50, money.
The $50,000 that you give me when you kick your ass.
Yeah.
So did you just pull $50,000 out of your head? Was that just a random number?
No, yeah, I thought it was him.
Yeah,
I see it.
Well, I thought if I bet real money that I've got, he won't be able to afford it. So I didn't.
Well, you went up
fighting talk already.
Yeah, you went up it. $100,000.
$200,000
on the table. Bang. We need to change that now. Then. Damn, you were quick to do that, brother. He thinks this through, doesn't he, man?
$100,000. No, serious money.
You were picking all this apart. Yeah.
$100,000, some serious money.
I'm going to just change that $50,000 to $100,000 now in case he backtracks in a minute. I'm glad we've got cameras. Not my cameras, though. I'll probably edit this. $100,000. Good. 12 ounce. No top.
No head guards.
You're going
to
sell me
looking forward to wearing no tops because they'll be able to see my six pack from a...
No head guards. Change that to a no head guards.
Head guards. Where is that one?
Just that one there, buddy.
Head guards.
And we're changing from 4 to 3.
Great. $100,000, 2 minutes, 18-foot ring. Cool.
So good. I'm just going to read this out.
Now I can advertise for even longer on my billboards now.
So we've got Rob Moore, Samuel Leeds. Boxing events will take place July 1st, 2023 at the Brentwood Centre in Essex. We've agreed a ring size of 18 foot, a glove size of 12 ounce, no head guards to be worn by either participant, no vests. We've got 3 2-minute rounds with a 1 minute rest between each. We've got a scoring system of a 10-must system, 3 independent judges and 1 experienced referee to facilitate the contest. And we are going to double the prize fund from £50,000 to £100,000, guys. Some serious money.
Will you sell me your company for £1 when you lose?
I think $100,000 is more than enough on the table, boys.
Yeah. What would you like me to spend $100,000 on?
You can keep dreaming about how you're going to spend it. But
I'm happy.
All right.
1st of July.
You're not going to wriggle out of that date?
No. That's good. Yeah.
I think as all parties are in agreement, there is just one thing left to do, and that is a face-off.
But wait a minute, we've got to sign first, have we?
We can sign now if you're ready to sign.
Yeah. Sure you don't need your lawyers?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll sign that one because you've changed it. I'll sign that one and then we've got copies.
I'll take a picture of it once you signed it.
Is that you? That just says Sam. Is that your real signature? That
it doesn't just say Sam. Is it,
does that just say Sam or what?
It's a bit of a squiggly Sam.
It's a Sam. Is that your real signature?
That's actually S. Leeds, that says.
Okay. All right. S. Leeds. Well, this is my real signature.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to witness that.
Yeah.
Could be good. Definitely a good motivation to get real fit.
Yeah.
Let me take a picture of that.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, on my phone real quick. So just signed contracts with Rob Moore, kicking his ass on the 1st of July. We've agreed. 12-ounce gloves?
Agreed.
18-foot ring?
Agreed.
No head guard?
Agreed.
No vest?
Agreed.
3-minute rounds?
Three rounds
for 2 minutes?
Yeah.
1st of July?
Yeah.
100 grand each, 200 grand in total, winner takes all.
Yeah. 100 grand bet each.
Boom.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
A bit more, that's a lot more juicy now.
Yeah.
It's very juicy.
Yeah.